And now this is a dictation for Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, Pilkington, P as in Paul, I-L-K-I-N, T-O-N, November 23, 66. Addresses a letter to Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, consultation for Mrs. Pilkington comes accompanied with Hasman, evidence of progressive renal failure over the last couple of years, with a creatinine from 1 up to 2.26 for a GFR dropping from 57 down to 24. She has a long-term exposure to meloxicam because of arthritis. Discontinued within the last month or two. She has a prior history of hypertension. Lisinopril discontinued also a month or two. She says that weight and appetite is being good without any vomiting dysphagia. Has been taking Prilosec for reflux symptoms at least 5-7 years back. No dysphagia or dysphagia. There is constipation or bleeding. Takes Norco, which makes constipation worse. Some nocturia, minor incontinence, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no gross edema or claudication symptoms. No numbness, tingling, burning. No discolor of the toes. Denies chest pain, palpitation. No syncope. No dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND. No oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine. Some lightheadedness on standing, but no falling episode. Has headaches, which is chronic for her, decreased hearing, denies skin bruises, bleeding nose gums, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph. The past medical history for hypertension. She's been told about a heart murmur. She denies diabetes, no coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, arrhythmia, or pacemaker. No THS stroke or seizures, no peripheral vascular disease, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, liver problems, no kidney stones or gout. Next paragraph, medication list review, Flexeril, Prilosec, Escitalopram, Norco, Metoprolol, Lipitor, off Lisinopril, and off Meloxicam. Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral total hip replacement, right-sided shoulder calf surgery. Next paragraph, reported side effects to penicillin. Next paragraph, no smoking, pressing, or pass. Used to drink whiskey in a regular basis, frequently for 2 years when she was young in her 20s. Family history for mother urinary tract infection or renal failure. Next paragraph. On physical exam, weight 150, hard of hearing, no respiratory distress, alert oriented time 3 attentive, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, JBD, lungs clear distant, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial rap gallop, some overweight of the abdomen without tenderness or masses, no gross peripheral edema, no gross neurological deficit, blood pressure high, 130-92 on the right, 142-90 on the left. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is from July. Creatinine was around 2.26 for a GFR of 24, a stage 4. Normal sodium, elevated potassium 5.1. Normal acid base, glucose in the 150s. Normal calcium. Previously high potassium, but I believe that was at the time of lisinopril and meloxicam. Prior phosphorus normal, diabetes A1C 6.7, normal magnesium. Prior liver function test not elevated. Presence of protein in the urine, 270 milligrams per gram. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive chronic kidney disease in a person who has prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, likely causing toxicity, as well as hypertension, which presently is fair control. She already stopped anti-inflammatory agents. She has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy pericarditis, no evidence of pulmonary edema. We will repeat chemistries and follow over time. Next number, hypertension, fair control. Importance of salt restriction, check it at home. We will adjust medications accordingly. I would like to see blood pressure diastolic in the 75 AD or below. Next number, recent hyperkalemia of the meloxicam and of lisinopril. Next number, low-level proteinuria, but non-nephrotic syndrome. Check urine analysis. Next number, check kidney ultrasound post-void bladder. Next paragraph comments, I discussed with patient and husband the meaning of advanced renal failure, likely the side effects of prolonged exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. This can cause irreversible damage. We'll see how much she improves. We will adjust medication for blood pressure accordingly. We will advise in terms of potential anemia management, treatment for secondary hyperparathyroidism, potassium, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, and nutrition according to results. All questions answered, end of dictation.